Let's go back now to Mark chapter 11. Kenneth Hagin didn't write that. This is the classic teaching of the Master on faith. And you can study this for days and days and days. Now, you know what happened. I'm going to read this out of the classic. And tomorrow, they come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Notice that yet is in italics. Now listen to this. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not yet come. So that tree already had leaves on it. Not supposed to be like that. When artists paint the first couple. Now you want to be careful of an artist that paints belly buttons on them. No, I have seen that. It's like the Last Supper, and they had a table for 26, and all of them on one side. It wasn't like that at all. It was very dimly lit. And if there was a table at all, it was very low. They were sitting on the floor. Anyway. In the garden, the forbidden fruit was a fig tree. When they sinned and saw that they were naked and the glory light went out, they covered, they attempted to cover themselves with fig leaves. So here we have a disobedient fig tree. He answered and said to it. He talked to that tree. Now it was afar off and they heard him, so he wasn't quiet about it. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. That is it. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. In the morning when they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now faith needs to go into the root of the problem. Because problems are based in the spirit first. This is a spirit book. You can't separate heaven and earth. There is a natural realm, of course, but there is a spiritual realm, and it is very real. That's the reason you have to be careful of, you know, where you're covenanted. Because you can get off into wrong spirits. I've ministered to numbers of people. If I had time, I'd go tell you some of those. But it's an amazing world. So anyway, they said, look at that. He said, have faith in God. The cross reference says, have the faith of God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith. Faith is a spiritual force. And to get the proper definition of it. In the 10th chapter of Hebrews, but the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction, respecting man's reignship to God and divine things and holy fervor born of faith and co-joined with it. The just shall. That's not optional. You could put it like this. The just will live by faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor born of faith, And as you go ahead and read that and study it, you'll find, along with all the rest of us, that he created, the King James said he created this earth and all things, the universe, and by a force that does not appear. He didn't create it out of nothing. He created it from something you can't see, because this room is full of faith right now. But you can sure see the results of it. Hallelujah. There's a pain that comes right down from here, right behind your ear, and right off, right into the pores of your neck there. And in the name of Jesus, that's gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I call that gone.
I call that gone.
Like Abraham of old,
like Abraham of old.
Before you, I call things that be not,
as though they were.
So by faith, I believe they are.
I receive it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Have faith in God. Have the faith of God. For verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, so he pointed at a mountain, if I had time, I'd go through, there's two mountains there, anyway. Brother Hagin, of course, right here in this 11th chapter of Mark is where he came up off of the bed of affliction. And he had read the book of Mark, and he had gone over to the church sanctuary, and he was just lying there on his back thinking about it. And the word of the Lord came to him, and he said, did you ever notice in Mark 11:23, saying is used three times and believing only once? He said, my people are not failing on the believing part. They're failing on the saying part. And I've had it over and over. I'm thinking about a situation right now where a young man came into his boss, which was a good friend of mine, and he said, I just can't support the word of faith any longer. He said, why? He said, well, I just really don't think it makes all that much difference what you say. Well, it made a lot of difference what he just said. I've had people come up to me and say, that faith stuff doesn't work. I said, it just did. What? You said it doesn't work. So it doesn't work. And they said, but I tried it. Well, finally, the Lord told me what to say. No, faith. No, they said, I tried it, it doesn't work. No, it tried you and you didn't work. Because this book is right. Hallelujah. Well, now, here is the checklist of faith. Therefore, I say unto you, having faith, let's look at it. Verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Well, there it is. 3-1. And then Jesus used it. And he set this in motion. Therefore, or because of that, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your heavenly, that your Father in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. This one right here. I use this in my daily life. Just in my own personal life. I guess more than any other. Is this covenant word right here. I didn't learn that right at the very beginning. But this is the one that just grew up on the inside of me. To where I'm very, very cautious about what I say. Because the stronger your faith becomes, the quicker something will come to pass. And you can have strong faith for healing and not for finances. You can have strong faith for finances and not for healing. And over the years, there would be discussion over that. But let's find out what the answer to that is. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But let's go over here now. Verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. See, man is italicized, so to any person, mankind. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. So rejoice. Took a second, but... Pray without ceasing. Now, how do you do that? You do that in the Spirit. You do that in praise and worship. What do you do? What's the last thing before you close your eyes at night? And what's the first thing when you open them in the morning? The last thing that I do, and like when I'm here, I have to call home. The last thing. Now, Gloria and I just celebrated our 61st wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And we've never had an argument or a fuss of any kind. Now, there have been things we didn't agree on, but we just sit down and see what the Word has to say about it. And she's smarter than I am, so most of the time she's right. I mean it. I'm serious. I'm impulsive. I want to do it right now. She wants to stop and pray about it for a week and a half. So that's good. Amen. But the last thing I'll tell her, I'll say goodnight, my love. But then the very last thing before I close my eyes, I love the Lord my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. And I love my neighbor as myself, fulfilling all the law and the prophets. And then, Lord Jesus, in the 13th chapter of John, the 34th verse, you said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you. And all will know you're my disciples by the way you love one another. Brothers and sisters, that's a commandment. That is not a suggestion. Everything in this book is a command.
Amen. Amen.
Command what to do, command what not to do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a lot of it that we just read. Look at that again. Rejoice, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Didn't say give thanks for everything. It said give thanks in everything.
Amen.
Now, Sunday morning, 2004, Southwest Believers Convention had, there had been some things that happened. It's a good meeting. We had a lot of good results. But there was a lot of pressure in it. That's when we did the big band live album and all that rehearsal and all that. But there was another thing. And I was standing there in that shower, just let the hot run over. Now, my shower, you walk in it here. The shower's here. There's a bench over here. Towel rack is here. So I just took the washcloth. I don't ever remember doing that before. But I wasn't thinking about this. I just pitched it in there and I missed the bench and it went over in the corner. When I did this, a disc exploded in my back. It knocked me to the floor. I couldn't walk. I shouted as loud as I didn't have to try to shout. It just came out. I screamed it hurt. And it knocked me in the floor. And I said, Lord God, thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm not against surgery. When I was right there in the middle of that shower floor, I couldn't even get up and turn the water off. I said, thank you in the name of Jesus, but I will never have surgery on my back. I believed it and said it.
Amen.
And there are times that it felt like it would have been better. But I did not have surgery. And I don't have any pain in my body tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. David Weeder, the young man who came out here to help me, is a chiropractor, he and his wife both. And so I hollered, call David and Lynn. And they came over to the house. Well, now I'm his only patient. He has traveled with me for years. And he helped me a lot. But I don't have any pain in my body right now. And I give all the praise to glory, to the glory of God. But here's the thing. The decision had to be made right then. And to obey this, right then. I released my faith right then. Because my heart was full of it.
Amen.
And I screamed with pain. But the first thing I did was praise God and rejoice.
Amen.
So what? The joy of the Lord was my strength.
Amen.
I finally crawled out of that shower stall praying in the Spirit.
Amen.
And there have been other things that have happened in my life. But you have to make these decisions before something happens.
Amen.
You read that, and then that becomes your checklist. You read that and meditate on that, and you go before the Lord and you say, Father, this is part of the covenant. Amen.
Amen.
These words were backed by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So they are right. Well, I don't see why the Lord let that happen to you. He didn't let that happen to me. I let that happen to me. Some years before, he said, start walking and don't quit. I disobeyed that. I paid the price for it. That's why bad things happen to good people. Bad decisions. No, I let that happen to me. But the victory is mine.
Amen.
And I had a wife that was right in there with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'll just tag this right in here because it's going to come up tomorrow anyway. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God. You have to go down to the 20th verse. That he wasn't God. It is an angel. He will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of you. And I will, what? Huh? Tell me. If you don't know any more than that, turn over there and read it. Yes.
I'll remove all sickness.
Yes. That's a covenant statement. All of this is. And another thing he said, no, and then the Amplified says it. There will be no miscarriages. Amen. And the length of your days I will fulfill.
Amen.
I will take sickness from the midst of you. Your angel will bless your bread and water.
Amen.
There will be no barren or no miscarriages among you.
Amen.
And the length of your days I will fulfill.
Amen.
Now, I started out of my driveway there at the house, and we live out there in the country out in Eagle Mountain Lake in Fort Worth. And you come out our driveway. It goes around this way to one gate, and then it has to go through another gate there to get out on the Farm Market Road. And I've been meditating on that scripture. I finally just stopped my car between those two gates, and I shouted it as loud as I could. He has taken sickness from the midst of me, and I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I haven't.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on this book.
Amen.
Oh, these are blood-backed statements. They don't fail. People fail. But God has never failed. He can't. Jesus could have and didn't. Whew, glory to God forevermore.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the Word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the Word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's Word out of your mouth. God releases His faith by speaking words, and He's called us to imitate Him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for His people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things. And words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released His faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
When you pray, believe you receive it. Extraordinary, unusual, provision.
My God.
My only God. Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us
And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Faith is a spiritual force, and God releases his faith by speaking words. He created us as living, speaking beings just like him. Ephesians 5:1 tells us to be imitators of God as children follow the example of their parents. That's our pattern. We release our faith in the words we speak based on the authority of God's word. To help you develop the spiritual force of faith within you, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you this teaching series for free called The Spirit of Faith. This will help you grow in your understanding of how to release faith in all areas of your life. Whether you are believing for healing, direction, prosperity, or family restoration, speaking God's word by faith brings his promises to pass. To request your free teaching series on MP3 disc or digital download, go to our website, kcm.org. Well, the Southwest Believers Convention starts in a couple of weeks at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. There's still time to make your plans to be there in person. The dates are July 31st through August 5th. Come and build your faith in an atmosphere of total immersion in the Word of God. The Southwest Believers Convention is free to attend, so go to kcm.org to register today. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.